Cincinnati's 50th annual Appalachian Festival is being held Mother's Day weekend. More than 10,000 people are expected to attend on the banks of the Ohio River at Coney Island. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson. Dancers, including Spirit of American Cloggers, Country Step Cloggers, and Sugarfoot Cloggers, are scheduled to demonstrate the Appalachian traditions of dancing at the three-day event. The Appalachian Community Development Association is a nonprofit organization. It produces the festival to promote awareness of and appreciation for Appalachian culture. Proceeds from the festival are used toward grants given to groups involved in Appalachian life. Sandra Moss has been the festival coordinator for 8 years. She says she got involved for two reasons.
We promote education of the Appalachian region, and we also are feeding children down in the Appalachian Territory.
Moss says along with clogging and music all weekend long, there are handmade crafts and down-home cooking. Storytellers are also a festival favorite. One of the storytellers is Sue Cox. The Fort Thomas resident says there's a list of storytellers from West Virginia, Ohio, and Kentucky who are planning to roam the grounds telling tall tales. Cox frequently uses a possum puppet to assist. She demonstrates how one of her tall tales about a tail begins.
And at one time, possums had a big, fuzzy, furry tail. And so did Bear, like the squirrel, that great big curvy tail. And Bear lost his because a rabbit tricked him, and he broke it off trying to fish with his tail in the winter, which he was supposed to be sleeping, but he got hungry. And so he teased Bear so badly about it that Bear kept saying, "Oh, I'll get you someday for this. I will." And sure enough, he did. He caught him one day, and he broke off his big fuzzy furry tail that he had, and it became that little tiny stub that we still see today.
Cox says there's a special treat for people who stay until evening.
With storytelling, in the evening, at the last thing of the day that we do, we have an open mic time, so that if you want to tell a G-rated story, they have an opportunity to tell with other people and to interact with other storytellers.
An area of the festival is set up like a primitive pioneer village set in the 1840s, where visitors can see, among other things, how to churn butter, weave, and grind corn. The Cincinnati Appalachian Festival is scheduled rain or shine. In Cincinnati, I'm Sherry Lawson.